Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Old school Penguins Flyers, right there. That affected the shootout. Sid wasn't allowed to participate. Flyers get the win. Flyers get two. Penguins get one. Penguins have a seven-game point streak. Still have the most points in the East. They are shocking the NHL world through the first close to a dozen games into the season. Tyler Kennedy joins us right now to talk about it. TK, what did you think of last night's game?
I loved it. You know, I felt like I haven't seen a hatred between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in years. And to see it kind of boil over a little bit, it brings back some unbelievable memories. I can't wait to the next game because, like Ferrari said, guys don't forget. You know, especially when skill guys try to stick their nose in places that they shouldn't. You know, and I'm expecting a response by the Penguins. But again, like, I love how the Penguins are sticking together. I love how they're playing. But again, last night was very entertaining on both sides of either physicality and, you know, just a good game.
TK, do you think that, like, the way that all played out is a little bit of a departure from how it might have with Mike Sullivan still as the head coach? Because he was always a guy who said, just play. They tried to avoid a lot of those kinds of scrums. Do you think it might have anything to do with the new head coach saying, no, I'm going to be a little bit different about this. If the rough stuff starts, I'm fine with you guys kind of going after it here.
Yeah, I think he's indifferent to it. I think he's willing to let them go a little bit. You know, I think it's more the personnel the Penguins have. And do the Penguins have a legit tough guy? No. But do they have some guys with a little bit of sandpaper, like Akari, this Witherspoon, this Parker kid? Like, jam, this kid brings, like, unbelievable. Like, I think the Penguins need to start playing like this. The way Sully had them playing where we either beat you with skill and outscore you or we don't win, like, doesn't always work. And when you add that sandpaper element, like when you hear about championship teams, they always say, no matter how many guys have won, even in my era in 09, the game can go either way. We had the guys that can do skill and win scoring goals like we did against Detroit. And then we had guys like sandpaper guys. We had tough guys that when we played Philadelphia, when we played the Capitals, if you want to scrum it up and make it rough and tough, we can handle that too. So last night was great to see that. Like, again, it brings back those old memories. It brings back like some fire that I don't think the Penguins have had for a long time.
Tyler, do you think it's an open shut case that they keep Brunick and Kindle? What do you think?
Kindle, yes. I just think Kindle, the way he's playing, the way he's making plays, and he's actually an impact player and a guy that, you know, is producing. I think he's a for sure, I think, to stay. Brunick, he struggled
I think, two games ago where he didn't look great. But it all depends what they're – where the team is going. Like, what – are we still looking to get these young guys in games, or these first 12 games give us hope and think we're, like, this deep playoff team? That's the only thing. Like,
so it doesn't sound like you'd kill him if they sent Brunick back is what I'm hearing here, TK.
Yes, like, I don't think it'd be too bad for him. You know, again, I think they have time with him. I don't think there's a rush. But when you do that, it's always like, what's better, him riding the bus playing a bunch of games or him practicing with Sidney Crosby every day, being around some of the best players to ever play and play, what, maybe they can get him in 30 games and then put him on the AHL roster and he plays all of playoffs in Wilkes-Barre or something like that. It's a weird... It's a tough decision because there's a lot of different ways you can think about this. But, again, I wouldn't be mad if they send them back.
TK, I understand, like, it always takes longer, almost always takes longer, unless you've got, like, a real prodigy, for a defenseman to figure out the NHL game and mature the way you want them to mature as a player. So I could understand Brunick a little bit. But I would say this. The game where both he and Kindle sat out, they just looked as listless as they have all year. That was just – there's a noticeable jump and change in this team when both of those guys are in the lineup. And I would almost think that in and of itself justifies dealing – Kindle to me is a lock. He better be up here because I think he's just flat out good enough. But, like, I just look at the way the team played and I feel like they might actually be able to serve both masters. These guys give you a jump. These guys give you a clear jolt and are good, positive contributors for the most part. So you get them developed, and you maybe hang around a lot longer than you think or flat out make the playoffs here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just when you have young guys, they bring a sense of energy every day to the rink. Like when you get old, it's like going to work when you're old. You know, there's days where you're grumpy at work, you know, and days that like you've been doing it for so long that like it's like just another day. When you have young energy, every day is an experience. Every day they're excited to be there, and that rubs off on a lot of older players, again, because you see the energy, you see the enthusiasm they have for the game, and it rubs off. So I think, yeah, keep them up would be good for a lot of different reasons. And when I played, when they had a young guy that was sticking around, I knew I had to play good as a veteran player. Yep. Because I knew he was there to steal my spot. It wasn't like, hey, this is your spot. No, they're bringing in young, fast talent. Like, you better bring it every day because they want to play the next generation as soon as possible and push you out. So, again, this is a good problem to have for the Penguins. Again, I don't think anyone saw this coming 12 games ago that we'd be having conversations or
how good they're playing. So you got to give a lot of props to Kyle Dubas, Muse for coming in and honestly handling a team that no one had high hopes. And again, the prospects, like, they're coming in and they're determined to make a name for themselves, which is great to see. And that's what makes you a good team. You look at their team now, what's hurt the Penguins the last couple years is depth scoring. Like, they haven't had depth scoring in how since 16-17. These guys come in, we got Brazo, we got all different guys scoring goals, and that's why the Penguins have been so successful.
Donnie calls Justin Brazo Justin Brazzers. Do you get that one?
No, I've never been on that site.
Gotcha. Thank you, Tyler. Talk soon.
See you, boys.
What an answer. Absolute A-plus comedic
He
timing.
Couldn't have answered any better than that.
Absolute,
I'm very happy with that.
Absolute A-plus from
TK. Either is Austin Bechtold, apparently. Remember he told you that?
Tom? Yeah, yeah.
Sure. What was your response to that?
I said, I find it a little bit hard to believe that a single guy in his mid-20s
doesn't get the reference.
Doesn't understand what that is. I don't care how much church you attend.
TK said that at warp speed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.